Okay, so the way we celebrate Purim specifically with Mishnah, specifically with wine, the question is like, why is it Purim celebrated with wine? So, perhaps we can explain as follows. So, if we look at throughout the Megillah story, there seems to be like a stark contrast between the way Achashverosh and Haman approach things versus the way which Klal Yisrael approaches things. Achashverosh and Haman, everything's about the external. It's not looking for something deeper. Vashi does something wrong. So instead of probing to like what are the motives or whatever, Achashverosh just gets rid of her. Achashverosh needs a new wife. So what does he do? He looks for the most beautiful, attractive woman outside. But is he looking for anything deeper? No. Same thing is true when it comes to Haman. Haman just sees Mordechai now bowing down to him, and he just gets upset and he wants to hang him. He's not looking for anything more beneath the surface. But the exact opposite is true when it comes to Klal Yisrael. When it comes to Jewish people, we don't look at things from just an external level, but we realize that there's something deeper. There's a deeper message to everything as well. So the idea of Purim, the idea of the Megillah, it's called Megillah Esther, explains the Sivis, explains the girls, because we're trying to megal the fact that it's really HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's running the show. HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's causing all, it's just people are pawns, and Hashem's sort of putting everyone in the places where they need to be. So that's really what the idea of wine is. What wine has the ability to do is it has the ability to extract something from the deepest recesses and bring it to the forefront. And that's what we're trying to do with the Megillah on Purim. We're trying to bring out the fact that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the show. So even when Hashem seems to be the most hidden, but we're bringing it out to the forefront that no, really Hashem's in charge of everything. And I think this message, this idea from Purim, is more important now than ever with everything happening to Klal Yisrael right now. We're facing in a very difficult situation, but the way we have to approach it is not one of Achashverosh and one of Haman, just look at things externally, see how things are. But no, we have to understand, we have to approach it from the start of the Megillah. We have to approach it from the fact that we understand that there's a deeper mess, that there's something deeper which is occurring here. And that the same way Purim, it's the Megillah, it's Megal, the fact that really Hashem's running the show. So that's really what's happening to us right now. Really, we understand that Hashem is causing the events to occur, Klal Yisrael. And eventually it's just going to be a Megal, the fact this is just one step closer to bring us to the ultimate place where we need to be.